Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. When I lived in Maryland, I lived in a place called Prince George's County, Maryland, which was quite a wealthy area of the Washington, D.C., greater metropolitan area. And there were people building homes that those of us who could not afford them would sniff and call McMansions. These were homes that went for $750,000 to $1 million. And they looked like McMansions. They were huge homes. And one day as I was traveling around, I saw one of these neighborhoods with those McMansions. It was a brand new development, and I almost ran off the road because one of the homes had a huge banner across it, one that you could see from the highway. And the banner from top to bottom said, "Blessed." I wasn't that happy with that banner. Now, I am sure the person was trying to give credit to God for that McMansion and thought that they were indeed blessed because they had this wonderfully spacious home and they were advertising to the world that they were blessed. What do you think of that? Is that blessing? When you can afford things that other people cannot afford, is that blessing? I wonder how the disciples felt when they came to Jesus and they were following him. They left everything to follow him. And it says, bye, Eleanor, we love you. I know the nursery is going to be very happy to receive her. They get jealous when she's down here. When they left everything, they followed Jesus around, and right before Jesus says these words that were written today, they saw him on healing campaign. He was so popular, and he was doing so much good for people. He was healing their diseases. He was casting out demons. And as they're watching this, I'm sure that they thought, look, these people are being so blessed. But not everybody was healed. During Jesus' time, not everyone had demons cast out of them. And so what Jesus did right after that healing campaign, when so many people flocked to him, he took his disciples away and he said, I want to tell you who's really blessed. I want to tell you what blessing is all about. Yes, there are the singular blessings that some people receive. Yes, there are blessings in healing that some receive. But the true blessed state are the people who cry their eyes out until they think there are no more tears in their body. And Jesus says, God shows up for those people. They're the peacemakers, the people who at their own risk will speak peace into their families. Or into their communities, or into this world. That's where God shows up. They're the people who are merciful when nobody else is looking. When we think of people who are merciful, oftentimes we think of people who have power. The judges of our land, the lawyers, those people who can be merciful. And they have the power to give mercy. But I don't think Jesus is talking about those people. I think he's talking about ordinary people that when nobody's looking, will give mercy. He talks about the pure in heart. We would call them in our American society the gullible, the people that get walked on. Hi, Ezra. They did a baby switch. The people who get walked on, the people who try to be as pure and kind as possible, and nobody thinks that they're going to get ahead. And Jesus said, God shows up for them. He doesn't say, blessed are you in the future. He says, blessed are you now. The ordinary people who try to get up every day and do what is right, those are the ones, those are the times that God shows up. Did you know when you walked in this place, you were blessed? Did you know that when you go home today, you are blessed? Do you know that when you wake up tomorrow and try to wiggle out of bed and the bones creak and the muscles ache, that you are blessed? God has shown up for everyone who's struggling through life. Jesus wanted to let his disciples know that those singular blessings, as wonderful as they are nothing to compare with the everyday blessings of life, where God shows up when we're at our most vulnerable, when we're at our weakest. I thought this week how God showed up. Just a few days ago, I was watching the news. Now, my habit is to watch a half hour of national news a night. I cannot deal with the round-the-clock news organizations. I find that it's too depressing. I just cannot deal with them. So I can watch a half hour, and I always watch through the half hour because the people who put on these nightly news broadcasts do something at the very end of their broadcast. They always end with something positive. They'll call it Inspiring America, and I'm sure they do it just for me, knowing that I won't stay for the entire half hour because I want to hear that last bit of good news. After a half hour of mayhem and awful things going on in our world, I want to be inspired. And so I was listening for my Inspiring America, and they talked about fishermen. And I thought, well, that's kind of appropriate for Christians to talk about fishermen. A lot of our great disciples were fishermen. These were commercial fishermen in the Greek island of Lesbos. Maybe some of you saw that particular episode. These people fish for a living. And it's on the island of Lesbos that a lot of the Syrian families would come on these awful little boats that would break up by the time they get to the shore. And these fishermen, rather than staying with their trade, they start going out to rescue these folks so that they could come and be safe. Not only would they do that, they set up camps and they set up ways to share their meager possessions and their livelihood with these refugees. This happened day after day for about a year. They said over 100,000 people washed up on their shore. Now, can you imagine the little village of Ephraim if 100,000 people came here? What would we do? They opened their hearts and their homes. And because of that, they received a gift from the government of $15,000. Now, you know, where's $15,000 going to get you? And they decided they were going to share that among themselves because a lot of people had given up days and maybe even weeks and months of work. So that little bit shared would help them. And then just recently, two of their ships were damaged in a snowstorm, and they said that $15,000 was going to have to go to repair these ships so that they would have be able to put food on the table during their season. And they interviewed one fisherman, and I was so surprised because he did not look worried, and he didn't look angry and distressed. He said, we help these people. People will help us. We'll be okay. We needed to do this. It was the right thing to do. Blessed are the merciful when nobody is looking and when nobody cares. If you want to be blessed, it's not going to be with a McMansion. It might be some singular blessings that come along in our lives, and we're so grateful for those singular blessings. But don't miss the blessings of every day. If you've cried until you think there are no more tears left in your body, know that God shows up and he is with us. If you're merciful when nobody else is looking, know that God shows up. If you've been taken advantage of and played for a fool, know that God shows up and God loves you with all the love in this world. God shows up when we're at our weakest. And let us as a church show up when the people around us are at their weakest and most vulnerable. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that you have shown up for us, especially in those times when we stumble and stagger around and don't know how to get our footing. I thank you that you are here with us, and I ask you to help us this week to be your hands extended to those who are oppressed, to those who are vulnerable, to those who need your healing touch. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.